You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. Now, you know I am doing something completely different, a little bit different, but always trying to elevate the game. And so, welcome to Blissful Living. I am Rochelle Marie Lawson, the queen of feeling fabulous, and I have a fabulous guest with us, or with me today, for all of you. Now, before I get started, I'm sure you can probably see her beautiful face. Before we get started and dive in, let me just do my to-dos, so to speak. So first of all, I want to thank our sponsors for the show, Blissful Living For You at blissfulliving4you.com. Check them out. They have some really good stuff with regards to helping you elevate your health, your wellness, wisdom, and wealth. Specials going on all month long. So you just want to dive in, check them out, see what you can do, get the free stuff, always get the free stuff. And then, connect with Blissful Living so that you can stay on the list for lots of goodies that they're going to be releasing out this year. So you can check them out at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. The next sponsor of the show is All Day Cable Incorporated, a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. Been in business going on 31 years, survived every economy that we've had since the 1980s, say 1989 to be exact. And they're still kicking it and killing it in the game when it comes to telecommunications installation, basically everything that we utilize today. So if you have a business or you have some residential needs, because we're all working at home nowadays, and you just want your telecom stuff to be popping, so when you make that connection, it's right the first time and there's no static, no hiccups, nothing like that, then you want to check out All Day Cable at alldaycableinc.com. Now, the final sponsor of the show is our guest today, Miss Paulina Lopez. And let me tell you about the little fabulous hottie there. So let me tell you about my sister. Paulina is a best-selling author, international speaker, business coach, consultant, and strategist. Woo! She is the CEO and co-founder of The Business of We, and We stands for Women Entrepreneurs. She is co-founder of Women Construct. She is a co-host of, how do you say it?
Gaia's Essence.
She is a contributing author in Today's Inspired Latina and Journey to the Stage. Her professional background is in finance, operations, strategy, human resources, and communications. And we're just going to have a really, really good show today with regards to some goodies that Paulina is going to share with us and her words of wisdom that she's going to bestow upon us. So if you haven't already done it, you know my disclaimer, find a place to sit, grab something, your favorite beverage, tell the family you're taking a few minutes out, 30, maybe 35, and just take some good loving time for yourself, get something to write with, your favorite pen, sit back and relax, because we're bringing it to you today with Miss Paulina Lopez. So Paulina, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for that incredible intro. And I am so honored, grateful. I celebrate you today. I celebrate all women for this month of Women's Month. And thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to play. This is a conversation I've been very much looking forward to.
So now I know that you are up to some really, really good things. And first of all, I do also want to say happy International Women's Day, happy Women's Month. This is our month, ladies. So if you haven't already, start bringing it. And when I say bring it, I mean being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. Then, hey, we kicking you off. We jumping you off right now, because you're gonna be feeling fierce, fearless, and unstoppable after we get done chatting today. So, Paulina, I know you're up to some really, really good things. And I know you have been involved, as I said, communications and strategists and finance and all that kind of stuff that basically women, entrepreneurs need to know about when it comes to managing and handling and working and growing and really just killing it in our businesses. Is there anything that you would like to share with regards to, first of all, how you came to be the founder of your businesses, and words of wisdom or advice or something that you went through that led you to really amplify what you're doing within your business for women?
Awesome. Well, to keep it as simple as I possibly can, as you shared, my professional background is in finance and human resources, specifically in construction and real estate development. So it was a very male-dominated industry that I was in, and it was a tough one. I was climbing the corporate ladder, and as we all know, when we get to the top, it's limited points of view and not exactly where we want to be. So I took a leap, like they say, I took a leap of faith into entrepreneurship 8 years ago, and it's been an incredible journey since. When I launched my business, I was already, as a side hustle, I was already doing some consulting here in New York City for small business owners and entrepreneurs, specifically minority women. And it really, really lifted me up just to see how these women were creating their own businesses and so on. I did want a piece of that. I was like, how can I make this finally happen? And I had some fears, like we all do when we're in corporate. But I knew at some point, I said, you know what, my entrepreneur spirit is kicking in, and I know at some point I'm going to step down from my corporate job. And I finally made that decision. And it, like I said, it's been the best decision that I've made. And so at the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, the interesting thing was that, you know, as we all do, we always think the money's going to roll in immediately and that everything's going to happen overnight. And it was a little bit of a tough transition because I did leave a very impressive salary. And something happens in where you have to, when you have to translate the hours that you're putting into a company where you're just getting paid to come in and show up, while as a business, you have to show up and you have to step up at a different level. So that took a while to transition into that. But one thing that I did get from a coach that I had hired at the time, which is key, you have to invest in having that accountability, that strategic support. The one advice that I did receive that was a game changer was you have to create community. It's a different database from the one that you brought with you from corporate, even though there were some incredible people that I was able to stay connected with. But it's a very different community when you're an entrepreneur. So the first thing I did was I created a community, and that's how the business of We came about. And that was launched 2016 in March. So it is the fifth year anniversary of the business of We during Women's Month, which I'm so excited, grateful, and honored for. So that's yes, thank you. So that's how that came about. And basically the business of We initially started as an offline community platform because I'm a huge believer of establishing these offline connections, right? It's a big part of entrepreneurship, especially if you want to take it to that level. Obviously online is great and marketing, and we had to pivot during COVID. So yes, initially it was offline, and it's now offline, and it's now both online and offline community platform, supporting these diverse minority business women and entrepreneurs, Latina women of color, to launch their businesses, to grow their businesses, to be at the forefront of everything that's happening. And I just want to celebrate these women. So yeah.
I love it. I love your story. I love how you share with the audience and the listeners that with regards to you had some apprehension and you had some stuff that you had to go through when you decided to leave your very nice paying corporate cushy job that will pay you whether you perform that day or not. And then that's to step into a role of being an entrepreneur where you have to perform if you want to eat. You know, I mean, it's basic as that is, right? You have to perform. You can't just show up and be pretty. You got to perform and go out there and hustle and grind if you want to eat. And so sometimes that's a little bit of a hard transition for people or women, particularly when we're stepping out of our cushy corporate roles or our secure line of employment into entrepreneurship. So thank you for sharing it. I want to ask you, as we piggyback on that a little bit more, with regards to, you know, having to confront those, and we all have had them if you're an entrepreneur, having to confront those fears about, for one, what if the money doesn't roll in before my savings spins up, you know, before my savings are gone. And two, what if I fail? You know, what if I have this great grandiose ideal and I'm thinking everybody's going, you know, hit it going off the boat and it doesn't happen? How did you confront those fears that led you to step into really moving forward with what you're meant to do?
I love this question because for me, I'm a huge believer that we have to do the work. We have to do the work no matter what. If you are experiencing any type of lack of self-worth, confidence, the first thing you have to do is take it back to yourself. Where is it that I need to correct, self-correct? That's what it comes down to. So for me specifically, it really came down to investing further in my personal growth. And sometimes we feel like, no, we have to invest in the business because that's what's going to get us a return on investment. But guess what? You are the brand in your business and you have to show up. You can't hide behind your computers, behind emails. You need to continue to show up and be that brand. So it really came down to that, just continue to invest in myself and my growth. And it wasn't easy because you know that if you don't self-correct, others are going to try to do that for you. Exactly. And they're not going to be so loving. So you have to believe in yourself first and foremost. You have to believe in yourself. Yeah, that's it.
I love that how you said, and they're not going to be so loving. That's so true. That's so true. They will throw it in your face and keep on walking, and you better hope you catch it and it doesn't smear your makeup too bad as you keep on walking with them, you know. You said something really key with regards to that and just, you know, having to move forward and just to continuing the process of moving forward. But you said something really bigger, and I don't think a lot of women, particularly women beginning in business or women that have a vision of starting a business, or even some of those that are been doing it for a little bit, you said you have to invest in yourself. And that's huge because so many times I've come across women that they want everything that you're giving to them free, whether they're going to use it or not. But when you ask them to invest in themselves, or when you say, hey, I see you need something and I have someone that can help you with, I like to call them your least action pathway. So you get out of your stuckness so you can grow and elevate as an entrepreneur. Say, hey, I got this person. And they're like, oh, girl, I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for that. And so it's like, you know, to me, you are your greatest asset. And if you're not willing to invest in yourself, then how in the hell can you expect somebody else to invest in what you got to offer?
And right? That is what it comes down to. And I'm so happy that you mentioned that. And listen, we're women. We love to shop. We love to invest in the handbag and the shoes. I'm a Latina woman. I get it. That's not necessarily going to change your life. It's not going to bring any value. Trust me, I've done it. When I was in corporate, I have a closet full to show that once upon a time, it was all about looks. But what I discovered was investing in myself and even investing like in stocks and real estate, like taking those investments that we were pouring out into other things, material things that really weren't adding any value, to now investing in my growth, investing in, and I love what you said, investing in other people, supporting other people. You know what I'm saying? So that was a key thing that you shared that I appreciate you saying, because it's very important.
I mean, I think that I just know that I've come across so many women that are apprehensive about the investment. They don't get the whole connection that if you don't invest in yourself and change or correct some of those behaviors, then you're going to stay there and you're going to be by yourself. And as much as you can surround yourself with a supportive community of women or other entrepreneurs, and it could be men too, because I've had some men mentors as well, but as long as you surround yourself with that community, but you're still not willing to invest in yourself, you have very slow changes or you have no changes at all. And when everybody else is moving, I want to say moving down the path and you're still back here, you have to ask yourself, was it because they invested in themselves or they invested in something that they know they needed that would get them unstuck? Or am I back here because I didn't invest? And so they're moving forward and making cha-ching, cha-ching, and I'm still trying to hustle my $5 cocktails outside the bar at night, you know, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not
recognizing that.
Anybody business, but, you know, it's just, I think you said something really key. So I want you to share, because you've got some good stuff coming up, and I want you to share a little bit about the Women Entrepreneur Week. I want you to share a little bit more about that and that community that you created for women entrepreneurs, because I was able to partake in one of the meetings, and it was absolutely amazing. And me being like this old gal, you know, entrepreneur, I still get re-energized and rejuvenated and enthusiastic, like a little kid in a candy store or toy store, when I'm surrounded by women that are just, they have this zest and exuberance for what they want to do in the world. They're stepping into it. So tell the viewers and the listeners out there about your community that you created, We.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you share that, because as a seasoned entrepreneur that you are, serial entrepreneur, you know the importance of going back to basics every once in a while. If 2020 showed us anything, it showed us that. Sometimes you just got to step back, reassess, and redirect. So the business of We is a meet you where you're at community, and it's quality over quantity. And I say this because of the importance of, we're not a huge community, we're a small community, but what happens is that the accountability and the relationship building is strong. The bonds that are created at these events are like none other. And we do this with the modality of a mastermind, which I'm sure many of you know, yourself included, the importance of coming together in that spirit, in that entrepreneurial spirit, supportive energy, positive, like-minded, in where you're able to not just show up for yourself, but show up for others, be a source of inspiration, motivation, a resource, a referral, connection, be a master connector within a group. So that's where the business of We is. And listen, I do this with a little tough love. I'm a New Yorker, what can I say? And I've been able to assess certain women that are just not there yet. And I'll have a private conversation. So listen, this is may not be the community for you, but I do know of an incredible community where I think you may want to jumpstart that. And when you're ready, come here. Because again, even though, as I shared, it is a meet you where you're at. So we have anywhere from maybe newbies. So we'll have any kind of inspiring entrepreneurs, seasoned entrepreneurs, emerging, or even transitioning out of corporate, because specifically that was my journey. So these are women at different levels of their businesses and different types of businesses, mostly service-based, but we do have some incredible product-based entrepreneurs as well. But again, the importance is the quality over quantity and making sure that you are ready to be in that supportive type of high-level environment, because my events, when I bring in industry expert speakers like yourself, they're providing rapid-fire information for the action takers. These are women, we got to get stuff done. We're not going to procrastinate. You know where you're at. So we meet you where you're at. What steps do you have to take? And something that the speaker is going to provide will take you to that next level. So it's very actionable and it's very interactive.
I love it. You know, as I was sharing before Paulina got into telling us about We, I happened to attend one of the meetings, and then she had this wonderful speaker gal who, you know, gave some information about the wealth component when you're a business owner, basically handling your money and minding your finances, which a lot of people get so excited, sometimes they negate that, and then there's issues, and we hear it all the time. But she had this breakout community that she did, or rooms, I think they're called
breakout sessions, yeah.
Right. And I was in there with these two gals. Now, we had a topic, we were supposed to be working on a specific questions, but the three of us, oops, I'm telling you,
connecting,
but,
right, connections.
We connected, and one of the gals she wasn't as far along as, say, the other girl or me, but it was the connection that was just amazing. Like, I was just talking about something, and then the one gal lives in Costa Rica, and she has a retreat center down there, and then she goes to one of my favorite places to have my events, which is Tucson, Arizona, and she has a retreat there, and we're just talking, like, and then it was like, oh, dang, we got to stop talking, but it was so beneficial, because not only did we make connections, it was almost like the synergistic energy that we were put in the right room, and we were all giving each other some nourishment, some nectar, you know, some juices that elevated and just really energized us. And then we were able to stay connected. And so that's the important part about having a community and surrounding yourself with a community, even if you're just a beginner. And, you know, Paulina has that available, and she has so many other wonderful things. Now, you know, she mentioned that she has a background in human resources, finance, in the construction industry. And so I want you to tell them a little bit about Construct. Let me see, I'm a cheat because I don't want to get the name wrong.
No, that's okay. Yeah,
tell us a little bit about that as well.
Absolutely. So Women Construct, that was an interesting project that I took on some clients. They wanted to create something similar to the Business of We, but they wanted to create it specifically for women, diverse women of color, Latina women in the architectural, engineering, and construction industry. And I immediately got excited because I said, wow, that's my background. So I can support these women, kind of bring it back to where it all started for me. So that's how that project came about. And they just hired me initially as a consultant. And as they were creating the entity, creating everything, I was at the forefront of everything they were building. So when it was time for them to create the entity, they wanted me to come in as a partner, basically an in-house consultant, which is brilliant. I would say genius on their part. But that's where the Women Construct came along. It's actually, this month is the 2-year anniversary of Women Construct. And I am such a huge believer. I always say March is like, I always say to the equinox, whatever, equinox rising, I'm all about that. If you're gonna create a business, do it in the month of March, especially if you're a minority woman, because we're celebrating this month of women. And then you wanna be able to celebrate year after year, the anniversary on such an incredible history time for women. So this is perfect. So for those of you ready to make things happen, this is the time. Yes.
I love that. I'm all about the energy too, and all that, the synergisticness of how everything happens for a reason. You're where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. Things will come to you when you're absolutely ready and not before. All of that stuff. I'm the holistic chick, right?
Yeah. And
I'm the holistic chick, right? I'm the holistic badass chick because I'm sassy, sexy, but I do believe in all of that. I've utilized that for so many years, and it actually works, and it's profound. Yes. So I love how you say that the month of March is the month to start, which is funny, is the month to start a business. Now, when I think of back when I first started my business, it was a sole proprietorship in 1989, and I believe it was the month of March that we decided to incorporate. And so I'm like, oh my God, I was just looking at the corporate docs like for something. And I was like, oh my God. But anyways, month of March is the month to start a business. So if you're out there and you want to connect with Paulina with regards to We or Women Construct, you know, we'll share with you some more information about how you can do that. But what I really want her to jump into now is she's got this phenomenal event getting ready to happen. So Paulina, you got the floor, girl. I want to hear all about it, but I want everyone else to hear all about it because I want people to be blowing up trying to get into the event. And we know it's very exclusive and very limited. So if you're a woman in business and you're looking at this, pay attention because this might be something you might want to do as investing in yourself in multiple ways. So Paulina, tell us about it, girl.
Awesome. So the top investment that I find for women is one specific type of event that I do every year. So next month, at the end of April, we will be hosting the 4th annual wellness retreat in the Caribbean. So an incredible group of women, including Rochelle, were traveling to the Dominican Republic for 5 full days. So it's a 4-night, 5-day retreat getaway experience in paradise where we have power conversations, poolside, lounge, beach chair, whatever that looks like, drink in hand. And we just celebrate each other as women. But the most important part is the wellness components, the well-being of women that happens here and the connections and the relationships, the sisterhood that's created in these types of events. So I'm so excited, number one, Rochelle, that you're joining us, but also for the connections that you're going to make at this event. So just to share a little bit more. So basically, we're going to be taking a step back from everything. So for those of you that have hubby and kids at home, you want to come by yourself and just take this time for you. So stepping away from the business and getting clear of how you need to reassess and redirect for 2021. And we all know that we've made some incredible changes and changes are still happening. And we're just now getting to that pivotal point where things have to happen, where we have to take action into what is the next move for us as women in business. So yeah, so it's, we're gonna have some incredible speakers. We're also going to have some facilitations like yoga meditation in the morning at the beach. We're gonna have a celebratory dinner that we're gonna have on the night that we come in. And it's just gonna be an incredible experience. Like I said, by far the top event that these women love to invest in themselves on. So I hope we will see more of the ladies that are joining in tonight that will be joining us at the retreat.
So now tell us, with just in case we have somebody out there and they're like, okay, she said April, the end of April. Exactly when in April? Because girl, you know, they may be like, girl, we can get our, we can, you know, we can dish the kids with the hubby, go down to DR and just have a ball and still get fed with wellness information as well as connecting with other entrepreneur women. Tell us when it is, girl.
Absolutely. So the travel dates are Wednesday, April 28th, and we return on Sunday, May 2nd. So if you're celebrating Mother's Day early, whatever that looks like, some, I know some women are coming to celebrate their birthdays. Many of these women are ready to travel, roam, and just take that getaway experience. We have taken extreme measures to make sure that the property, first of all, it's an incredible property off of Punta Cana, and we're going to pretty much spread out. All of the activities are taking place outdoors. We're going to do some seriously healthy social distancing for sure. And so it's flying into Punta Cana and 5 full days enjoying the amazingness that we are as women, celebrating each other, connecting with one another. And I truly hope that we can get more of your women to come and join us as well, Rochelle. So I'm excited. I'm excited. And if you're ready to make this happen, we can get you set up today. So yes.
So tell them, Paulina, how would they connect with you? Whether it's they want to know more about We Women Construct, or they want to, you know, be able to take this phenomenal essence experience in the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, and be with us. First of all, ladies, here, I'm gonna just dip back a little bit. Remember when we were talking about investing in yourselves? Now, I'm a believer that our three pillars that we need to always focus on is wellness, wisdom, and wealth. And what better opportunity than you have than to, one, come to a retreat down in the Dominican Republic in a fabulous property in Punta Cana, one, learn some very good information and have good experience about how you can elevate your wellness and then share and learn about how you can elevate your wisdom, your mindset, change things. And then of course, elevate your wealth. But here's the thing, when you invest in yourself, if you're an entrepreneur, I'm not a tax professional, but you just may be able to write this trip off.
Yes, you can.
As a wealth component. Okay.
Very good point.
So because it is an investment in yourself, even though you may be having fun doing it, it's still an investment in those components of wellness, wisdom, and wealth. So Paulina, how can they connect with you and get information about all this fabulous stuff we've talked about today?
No, I love it. So the website is bizofwe.com. That's bizofwe.com. And you'll see all the events that are hosted there, including the wellness retreat. You'll read up an entire preliminary agenda and itinerary of all the activities, as well as my email address is on there. If you're interested in making this happen, you could either contact me at paulina@bizofwe.com. And you can also copy our assistant at info@bizofwe.com. And one of us will get back to you immediately. And thank you, Rochelle, for sharing the importance of investing in yourself. This is, as you said, a tax write-off that you can make happen in your business. And more importantly, it's like you're doing this for you, not for anyone else. This is something that you invest in for yourself. So you can come back and say, okay, what is my next step, and take that inspired action into your goals and intentions. So good stuff. I really hope these women are gonna make it happen.
I love it. And you guys, we are at our time, and I wanna honor Miss Paulina, because as you can see, she's a fabulous gal and she's a busy lady. She's got places to go, movers and shakers to hang out with, and and people to enlighten about the essence of what she has to share when it comes to women in business. And so I want to thank you, Paulina, my sister, for being with us on Blissful Living. And for all of you out there, you know, we will have this information with regards to how you can connect with Paulina, but just in case, Paulina at bizofwe.com, okay? Or you can go to the bizofwe.com site and find out about all the fabulous stuff she has going on, as well as the retreat. I highly say or suggest that you take a look at things, and if you can, join us, because you're going to have a great time. But not only that, it's really important for us to really take care of ourselves. And everybody's been locked up and sequestered with their family, so to speak. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I've had enough sequestering, so to speak. And so sometimes you just kind of need to step out and be that badass chick by yourself, just to love yourself, by yourself, for yourself, with yourself. And mm-hmm. so again, I want to thank you, Paulina, for
thank
being
you,
a guest on Blissful Living. She is today's show sponsor. So thank you. I want to thank Blissful Living for you at blissfullivingforyou.com, as well as All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. But most importantly, I want to thank all of you watching and listening, because without you, we wouldn't be able to share this information and bestow this wisdom and share fabulous guests like Paulina with you. But also, without you, I wouldn't have been able to have this podcast going on. This is my 10th year. So thanks to all of you. And please, 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 ladies and men, very smart men, you want to share this show with everybody, you know, because we all can elevate, particularly during the month of March, because Paulina already said the month of March is a very special month. Whether you're a Pisces, Aries or not, it's still a very special month energetically. So I'm going to close out and say thank you, everybody. And this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, saying until next time, may you be healthy, wealthy, well, and wise. Goodbye for now, everybody.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.